more TNT? Like the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire page on Facebook for show updates and more. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Friday, Craig's going to be disappointed.
Oh, he is.
Craig likes to work every day of the week.
Yeah, Craig's mantra is, God damn it, it's Friday.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know how that works out. G-D-I-I-F.
That'd be a great name for a restaurant. God damn it, it's Friday. Put it right next to a church.
I don't know about a great name.
Put it right next to a Chick-fil-A. Right. That's right. Stick behind. God damn it, it's Friday. Yeah. LD's with us here. We have Petey Mack a little later on. The Raiders won last night and watched that game. I had on for a second. I was tired.
I hung till the end.
I had a couple booze. So I went to bed. You know?
It got interesting. Yeah. Raiders score.
I didn't have a horse in that race, so I didn't care.
Jumped the extra point. I might have had a few bucks on
Oh, you had money?
Raiders.
Oh, you're betting the house now, huh?
And,
you started to gamble. That's good.
Just good win it back.
Good use of your cash.
They went up two. Because they missed the extra point. Yeah. So the Chargers had a chance with about a minute and a half left to come down the field and kick a field goal. But Raiders stopped them. 26-24, Raiders.
Yeah, I thought the Chargers were going to make a run after punking the Packers last week. But apparently not.
Nope.
Apparently not. Not in that division.
Everybody's those are the kind of
everybody's
games.
Beating each other. The Chiefs are the class of that division.
And obviously. I like to wager because if you got a mediocre team that gets an upset kind of win, like they did against the Packers, usually they have a letdown the next week.
All right.
Not always.
What'd you win? You treating today?
A lot.
You treating? A lot.
Enough to buy everybody
a lot.
Chicken sandwiches and Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
Sunday, all right.
Right, I'll announce the location in just a little bit. I'll meet you at a Chick-fil-A, and sandwiches are on me on Sunday.
Speaking
man,
of...
Warren and Bill Gates got nothing on you, man.
Yeah.
You just give until it hurts.
I do.
My wife and I and my son were sitting at a restaurant last night at the bar at the restaurant, and... the guy's nice, real nice, and that guy waiting on us the whole time, the bartender, and he eventually says to me, hey, I got to tell you that I helped you guys out with a bit 20 years ago. And I said, what was it? And I remembered this one, actually. He was a student at University of Nebraska in Lincoln at the time. And it was remember Matthew McConaughey got busted years ago for playing his bongos naked?
Yep.
Yeah, that was in Austin, wasn't it?
Yeah. He was playing bongos at his house naked. The cops showed up, and he was just naked and high and drunk playing his bongos. Didn't do anything. He was disturbing the peace by making his bongos too loud, I guess. I don't know. So yeah, I remember...
The naked had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, now speaking of... This is a naked story. LD's listening now. So the guy goes to me... this is a great story. And I do remember this. We sent somebody down there, and I don't remember who it was. I don't think it was Puss. Puss would remember this. Might have been one of our other guys before.
Yeah, that was before me.
Yeah, it might have been Beast, our old original producer. If he's listening right now, he can tell us that. But the guy, we asked if somebody would just play the bongos naked. And this guy volunteered in Lincoln. And he was in his dorms, and he was an RA, which I didn't know that part.
Okay, so he was inside. He wasn't out in public.
Well, no, we had a guy go down. I'm guessing it was Beast. But we wanted another volunteer to make Beast drive down there or something, I guess, if it was Beast. Might even been Donnie, I forget. So the guy goes, okay, well, we got another volunteer who wasn't a student. It shows up at this guy's dorm room, and then we have two sets of bongos. Apparently, we brought the bongos.
Okay.
And and the one guy just totally goes naked. The visitor, and by the way, he had a banana hammock on, which I don't remember either. And the guy goes, I said, well, that might have been an excuse on that dude. Because I had boxers on, and we kept saying, are they naked? And then finally, they both got naked, and apparently whoever we sent down there had the phone and just looked up in the air and said, yeah, they're naked. And they both played bongos naked and raised a lot of hell. And so I said, yeah, I do remember that. So I want to thank the guy for bringing it up last night. I said, I won't say your name. I won't say the restaurant you're working at.
I wish I'd remembered that.
Yeah, I did. I remembered that. It sounded like something we would do.
Yeah, so I think I remember listening to that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Matthew McConaughey's 50th birthday the other day, too. Just yesterday, I believe it was. So it kind of came full circle with me when he brought that up. But that was hilarious. So, yeah, thank you for playing bongos naked. Great bit. That's what got us where we're at, right, Todd?
That's right.
That's what got us where we're at. That's why we don't do that stuff anymore.
Why don't those guys do
that? He's a big listener, though. He's a big listener.
That was October 99 when he got busted.
We probably did that bit soon after that, you know, soon after that. My favorite part is that he was an RA. I mean, he's in charge of the whole hallway, has his own room, obviously, because that's what RAs do.
But there's some of them don't do anything.
No, I know. I had a great RA that let us drink and everything stuff. But still, he's still supposed to be doing and still supposed to be in charge
the
of that
one,
hallway.
The one I had a full-time job. He was never there.
Man, that's even better.
He worked at a bank. I was like...
Yeah, we'd invite RA to our parties. You know, I didn't see that keg over there. He'd say that out loud. I don't see the keg over there.
Yeah, our guy looked the other way all the time. Yeah. But some of them can be hard asses.
I knew a lot of them were hard asses.
I've heard stories of RAs who are hard asses.
No, because they're raised narcs. I mean, you get that gig, you're basically a narc.
And why do they do it? Do they get...
They get their own room, I know that.
Oh, that's right.
And that was a huge deal.
No roommate.
Getting your own room, and I don't know, they must have got a stipend, too. They must have got paid.
Yeah, I thought maybe they got some free housing, but the big deal was you had the room all to yourself.
That was really cool. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, McConaughey got busted that night because he had drug paraphernalia and
that
weed.
That too.
So
yeah.
That
was the end of his career.
Yeah.
He went nowhere.
They ended up dropping the drug charges and fining him $50 for the noise ordinance.
That's a funny bit.
And now he advertises for Lincoln.
Yeah. And he's also the money man behind the big money man behind Wild Turkey. Yeah. And he's an established actor and done a lot of great things.
Oh, that's right.
But that almost killed his career.
His own line of Wild
can't
Turkey.
Do that. Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Well, it's his. It's just Wild Turkey.
Oh.
Yeah. He's their creative director, I think Craig mentioned that the other day.
Yeah, I get mean on Wild Turkey. Yeah. I've seen people get mean on Wild Turkey,
too. But we found out that that's also a myth.
No.
I know. But Craig says they've done studies. It doesn't matter what kind of alcohol you drink. Believe me, my wife gets mean on tequila. She's not allowed to have it. And it's been about 20 years since she's drank tequila.
I think I've seen that before.
Yeah. No, you know, this was a private one. This was a private one.
Oh, it was even worse?
Oh, it was the worst. It was the worst, yeah. But she even knows that. She hasn't touched tequila since. So I kind of, I think I kind of fight that.
You.
That was worse than that.
No.
And by the way, and I didn't even do anything wrong. If I do stuff wrong, I expect the you. You know, and I've done things wrong before.
I know what I'm bringing over to your house.
Oh, there's tequila there, but I think she still remembers it.
No, I've seen women get mean on alcohol.
And yeah.
Usually they don't remember.
I've dated a few drunks in my life.
They don't remember that they were mean.
I know. I'm sorry.
The next day, you have to remind them of it. And then maybe the next minute, they're all lovey.
Yeah, sometimes.
I just go sit in the corner and fall asleep.
They can't yell at us.
You do that
guy.
Every night. Yeah.
You do that on a golf cart.
That's right.
we got a train counseling email, too. Another guy that is banging somebody on the side.
That one's pretty easy.
Except I it's easy, but...
But it's hard.
Yeah, because he's got responsibilities.
Difficult situation.
Yeah.
Don't get caught.
No. Nope. Oh, yeah, he hasn't. Yeah, he's doing it right
he
now.
He hasn't so far.
Yeah, but if you play recreational softball out there and you're not doing anything wrong, you better call your wife right now and say, "Hey, it's not me," because that's where they hook up at recreational softball.
Make the preemptive call. Doesn't that make you look even more guilty?
Maybe. But I also thought the guy kind of gave it away. If he's playing recreational softball. I don't think there's any leagues in this town. That's got to be south of here. So that's got to be Wichita.
Are there any indoor places?
I don't know. No, not for adult. They play indoor soccer. They play indoor softball at some stadium places here. But it's my daughter used to play it. It's a softer ball and it doesn't go as far because you can't play full fledged softball inside a building somewhere unless you played in a real big one. I don't think that's it. I guarantee you guys calling from Wichita.
Yeah. Could be.
Because even though the people share around here, Wichita really shares for some reason. They really get in depth about, he's cheating on his wife right now.
Well, and they've come to trust
his
advice.
His wife seems like a bitch, too. You know, she probably drank some tequila that
now
night.
Now I want to see softball in a stadium with a dome.
No, you don't. Craig Evans, Petey Mac, Skin Dog with us. We're getting that train counseling. Come on back Friday.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.